That's very seldom you hear that nowadays.
Yeah.
They usually say dad or mom.
Well, my daughter was calling me father regularly.
Yes.
And one day she just relaxed and said, say dad.
Oh, yes. yeah. Well, that in Germany is father and mother.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. That's my grandfather. My father-in-law called his mother and father. And Henry, though, called his mother Pa and Ma.
Hmm.
I don't know how they got that, but they call it Pa and Ma. That seemed more like a Southern.
Yeah. But what did you call your grandmother?
I call her grandmother. Grandma. Now my granddaughter in Houston calls me grandmother. Each of the children calls me grandmother.
Hmm.
While the others call me grandma. They call their grandfather Papa.
Uh-huh.
Yes, a man was here at work the other day and fixing my fence, and he said that it amazed him to hear my son speak of his father and mother as Mama and Papa. He said, I never do hear that anymore. It's usually Dad and Mom.
Mm-hmm.
But he spoke of me as Mama, and his father always called him Papa.
It's strange how these terms vary.
Yes, uh-huh. I used to know a fellow that called his Mom and Pap. His father was Pap.
Huh. That sounds like Eastern Arkansas,
yes,
or Western Arkansas.
Yes. Pap and Mom.
Hmm. I see your mother and your father, you'd say these, if you were talking about terms of relationship,
yes,
these would be your...
Parents.
Uh-huh.
Parents.
And your father, well, your father and your mother and your aunts and your uncles and your cousins, and these people would be your...
Kin folks. Kin folks.
What term would generally be used for an illegitimate child?
Well, I think I've always heard them called bastard.
Just a straight term, huh? Any humorous terms?
No, I didn't ever
Woods
hear.
Woods cold, or?
No, no, I've heard them spoke of as bastard. I don't know whether that is the proper name for it.
Yeah, that's a good legal term.
It is. They weren't, I don't think they were numerous when as I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I only knew of one illegitimate child.
Hmm.
And that is our neighbor's neighbor girl over here.
Huh.
And I never knew but one as I grew up. And that was quite a sensation in the neighborhood.
Huh. The, my mother-in-law had a colored girl who worked for her in a little town in the southwestern part of the state.
Uh-huh.
And, well, she wasn't a girl. She had a daughter herself.
Uh-huh.
And she was deeply grieved because her daughter was going to have a baby.
Uh-huh.
She wasn't married.
Uh-huh.
And the fellow came back from the army and wanted to marry her, and she said no, and had nothing to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he went away again. And doggone that she wasn't going to have another baby.
Oh.
And this poor colored woman was just brokenhearted.
Uh-huh.
She said, oh, Miss Enzi, I don't know. It just seems to be something into Aya.
Oh, something there. Well.
But the girl was getting her relief checks.
Oh, yeah, that's it, you see. They don't care. It wasn't as numerous. I just knew it wasn't when I was a girl. Maybe we didn't have so much information as we have now. That may have had something done.
Well, the kids then simply got married.
Yeah, oh, yes, uh-huh.
If a boy has the facial characteristics of his father, you'd say he...
He favors him.
Uh-huh.
Favors him.
And if a man's name is William, and his son's name is William, you'd say they named the boy Howell.